and wonderful people. Welcome back to Marvels and Wonders, original stories for kids. Earlier this year, my family and I decided to foster two bunnies from a local rescue. We had a fluffy, puffy white rabbit named Olaf and a tiny, sweet brown rabbit named Chip. The two of them loved to explore and hop about the house, but when they felt shy, they would hide under whatever they could find. In the wild, rabbits are known for hiding in burrows in the ground, so it might not come as a surprise to you to know that if you look under your furniture at home, you're likely to find what are called dust bunnies. You may have a collection of dust bunnies under your couch right now, or even under your bed, snuggled and puffed up together in a gray ball of fluff. Today's story is about two sisters who get crafty to try and capture some dust bunnies hiding in their home. Get comfy and ready to listen. Catching dust bunnies. Upstairs in her room, Hallie lay under her bed with a flashlight shining in her left hand. She was looking for bunnies she figured might be grayish in color from the thick layer of dirt covering their bodies. Her mother had told her she was getting quite the collection of dust bunnies in her room, and yet she hadn't seen any at all. She hadn't seen a single one in over an hour, and her back was beginning to get sore from the cramped space beneath her bed frame. Achoo! She sneezed, wiping her nose on the back of her sleeve as she crawled out of the cramped space. Hallie's little sister, Lillian, poked her nose out of the closet and whispered, "Can I come out now?" Hallie's eyes grew wide in surprise. She had forgotten she told Lillian to wait in there while she checked for creatures under the bed. Lillian was a very caring child who loved to help her parents and big sister. Lillian pushed her face through the crack in the closet door until her yellow bangs showed over her forehead, her chin emerging cautiously into the mysterious and often off-limits domain of her older sister. "Yeah, come out. The coast is clear. I didn't see a single dust bunny under there. I think Mom must have made them up." Lillian sighed with relief as she pushed the closet door wide open and gulped in the air of Hallie's bedroom, which was considerably less stale-tasting than the air in the closet had been. Lillian was holding a blue and pink blanket, one she had received when she was just a baby. Hallie couldn't remember any time when she had seen Lillian without it. It had crocheted loops wound in patterns that made it look something like an old fishing net. Lillian stuck one end of the blanket in her mouth and sucked on it. "Come on, Lillian," Hallie instructed. "If there really are dusty bunnies in my room, we are going to need preparations." Lillian trotted along behind Hallie, dragging her blanket with her. Hallie took the stairs down two at a time, with Lillian scooting down on her bottom. When they reached the landing, Hallie led the way into the kitchen.
"Hallie!"
Lillian said triumphantly, tugging on her big sister's shirt sleeve. Hallie turned and looked down at her sister's outstretched hand, in which was clasped a small black pepper shaker with the letter P written on it in cursive.
"Pepperations!"
Hallie sighed and patiently took the pepper out of the little hand and set the container on the counter.
"Preparations," she enunciated. "It means we have to think about stuff we need to catch dusty rabbits and then get those things back up in my room."
Lillian nodded determinedly and plunked down on the floor, crisscross applesauce style, her elbow on her knee and her head resting on her hand as she squished her eyes shut in concentration. Hallie was thinking too, but she didn't care much for the theatrics of showing it. Instead, she took a piece of white paper out of the cabinet by the fridge and a red pencil crayon from the junk drawer and began scribbling back and forth. Lillian opened one of her eyes and watched her sister for a moment before grabbing her own piece of paper and a thick blue marker. She laid down on her tummy, drawing bunnies with enthusiasm. She looked up occasionally to make sure Hallie was still coloring, too.
After a few minutes, Hallie dropped down to Lillian's spot on the floor and pushed the paper under her nose. "See this?" she said, pointing to the red scrawlings shaped like a waffle on a stick. "This is a net. Do you know where we can find one?" Lillian perked up immediately. "Net, got it," she said, hoisting herself onto her feet and toddling out of the room, dragging her blanket behind her, with one end stuck in her mouth. With Lillian tackling the net problem, Hallie was left to the second scribble on the list, tape. She rummaged through the junk drawer again, shoving aside useless items such as screws, magnets, government-issued ID cards, etc. "Ha-ha!" cried Hallie triumphantly. She shoved the drawer closed and skipped merrily around the kitchen.
La 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 la.
Suddenly, she heard sniffling and sulking coming from the playroom. Hallie walked into the room, and the moment Lillian saw her big sister in the doorway, her sniffles turned into full-blown crying. Hallie did a quick assessment of the situation and, after noting there were no scrapes, blood, or boo-boos, took a steadying breath. Little sisters often got frustrated to tears. The problem was always trying to figure out why. From what Hallie could see, Lillian was holding a bottle of craft glue in front of the toy kitchen, with plastic food pieces dumped out all around her like the aftermath of a massive food fight. Normally, Hallie would have offered to help with craft frustrations, but she couldn't even begin to guess what sort of craft required plastic culinary pieces. So instead, Hallie walked over to Lillian, bent down, and put her arms around her.
"Big sis is here, Lillian. Big sis is here. It's okay."
Lillian hugged her back tightly and wiped her runny nose all over Hallie's shirt sleeve. Hallie pretended not to notice, which was the most grown-up thing she had done all day. Once Lillian had gathered herself enough, she bent down and picked up a square piece of play food with small squares inside it. Waffle?" Hallie asked.
"Net,"
Lillian said with a sad determination. Then she showed Hallie how she had been trying to glue the waffle to the end of her fairy wand and how the glue wouldn't hold the two toys together.
"No net, no help, Howie,"
she sobbed. Hallie started to giggle.
"Not funny,"
shouted Lillian, but Hallie only laughed harder. Then Lillian started laughing too, although she didn't know what was so funny. They laughed and laughed, holding on to each other's arms for support as they gasped for breath between their fits of hysteria.
"I guess we still need a net,"
smiled Hallie. Lillian frowned and slumped her shoulders as she picked up her blankie, stuffed a corner of it into her mouth, and headed off to continue the search. Now for the final, and arguably the most important, item on her list. A snack. Hallie walked back into the kitchen and opened the fridge. Nope, not quite right. She closed the fridge and wandered over to the pantry.
"Lillian, do you have the net?"
called Hallie as she opened the pantry door and began filling her pockets and mouth with marshmallows. When she didn't hear Lillian reply, she called louder, her voice muffled by the treats stuffed in her cheeks.
"Lillian, have you had the net?"
When she didn't hear a reply again, she shrugged her shoulders and headed out to search for her little sister. Hallie checked first in Lillian's room, but no little sister was in there. She checked under the dining room table, but no little sister was under there. She checked inside the front closet, but no little sister was in there either. Where could she be? Hallie wondered. Maybe she had better go back to her own room and start setting up to catch the dust bunnies, she thought. So she climbed the stairs and went back into her room. She started pulling long pieces of tape from the dispenser and rolling them into loops so that they were sticky side up the whole way around. The tape loops were going well, but she really needed Lillian to pull through on the net job. Without a net, the plan couldn't be put into action. By the time Hallie had about 20 or 100 tape loops prepared, she reached the end of the roll, looked around for her sister, and sighed. Lillian had probably gotten distracted and started playing a game or something. Oh well, she thought, she might as well finish setting up the tape and then see if she could find a net in the garden shed. Hallie pulled some marshmallows from her pocket and popped them into her mouth. Then, Piece by piece, Hallie stuck the loops to her carpet under the bed, starting at the front and working her way all the way back to where the bed met the wall. Soon, the whole area was completely covered in sticky side-up tape loops. Hallie smiled at her genius plan, then moved forward to crawl her way out from under the bed. Stick, smack, stick.
Oh no! She hadn't left a tapeless path to get back out again. She was literally stuck under her bed. If she took the tape off her carpet, it would lose its stickiness. And there was no more tape left in the house to make more loops.
Achoo!
She sneezed, sending a cloud of dust up from the carpet. It sure was dusty under there. At least she had some snacks. She reached into her pocket and chewed on more marshmallows. Suddenly, Hallie heard a creak coming from somewhere nearby.
Someone was coming. Maybe they could get her out without disturbing any tape loops.
Then, like an angelic vision, Lillian's face poked slowly from the closet doors.
Hallie, is that you? Are you ready for my net now?
She asked.
How long had she been in there? Hallie wondered.
I fell asleep in here waiting for you to come back.
Hallie, through a mouthful of marshmallows, tried to tell Lillian where she was, but all that came out was... The closet doors parted all the way and Lillian timidly stepped out into her big sister's room. She was holding her tattered blanket, but it was stuck to the end of a long broomstick.
Hello?
She called. She crouched low and peered under the bed and gasped.
Oh, Hallie, come quick! I found a dust bunny!
And before Hallie could swallow the marshmallows to correct her little sister, Lillian took the stick with her ratty old blanket attached and swooped it towards the back of the underside of the bed, catching a dust-covered Hallie.
And I caught it!
She screamed in the direction of the hall.
Hallie, I...
Lillian, it's me, Hallie interrupted. I actually need your help. Lillian would have noticed her big sister's cheeks flush red in embarrassment, but the cheeks were too covered in gray dust to show any color at all.
Hallie?
Lillian breathed.
What are you doing under there? Oh, oops. Sorry, Hallie.
Suddenly, Lillian and Hallie both started laughing so hard they had tears rolling down their cheeks. Lillian fell onto her back and rolled side to side in fits of giggles. Hallie pulled the blanket off her head and crawled out from under the bed with stick, squash, smack, smack, tape loops clinging to her arms and legs. Just then, Dad walked in and saw Hallie covered in dust and tape.
Well, look at that, he said. Looks like you girls caught some dust bunnies.
What? Where? Hallie asked, confused. Dad reached down and pulled one of the tape loops off of Hallie's sleeve and showed it to her. It was covered in dusty gray flecks. Dad pointed at them and said,
I mean these. These are dust bunnies.
Lillian and Hallie looked at each other in sudden realization.
There were no dusty rabbits under the bed, just dust.
Then everyone started laughing and chasing each other, sticking dusty tape loops to each other's arms and faces. Little brothers and little sisters can be just as sneaky as dust bunnies. They can hide out in your closet for hours, and you'd never even know. Thanks for listening. I'll be back in 2 weeks with a new story.
The Marvels and Wonders podcast, including the accompanying musical tracks for this episode, were written and produced by me, Anna Beezer.